Pokemon Go is the big game of the summer, sending players into the streets with phones trying to catch every screen creature. Well, some local towns have been doing a more natural version, painting rocks and hiding them to be caught. There is a nod to the screen. Each rock has got a Facebook link so you can upload photos of your discovery. Mercer Island resident Richard Ronald got into it on a summer outing.
We came across this on a family vacation to Whidbey Island, and my son happened to look down and see this brightly colored rock, picks it up. He's, of course, thrilled. We turn it over, and on the back, there were instructions that said, post a pic to Whidbey Island Rocks group page, and then hide or keep this rock. And he could not have been more tickled with having ferreted this out from its little hiding place. So we return home, and my daughter as well, who was she's a huge backer of this, and she said it made her summer. So we get home, and we hunt down some unpainted rocks in the wild. You can find them out there.
You can find rocks in the wild.
Yes,
huh?
And they're free.
Amazing.
For the most part. Clean them off. We painted them up, flipped them over, post a picture to Mercer Island Rocks Facebook page, hide or rekeep, and painted a few of those and realized we weren't going to have enough to get this off the ground. If it's one crazy family planting a dozen rocks, it's a little odd. But we enlisted the help of four or five of their friends. We had the inaugural Mercer Island Rocks sleepover party, and we must have painted 100 rocks that night and hopped in a couple of cars, drove them around the island at 10:30 at night, little SWAT teams of 10-year-old girls jumping out, running through parks, finding the best hiding spaces for them. We spent about 30 minutes seeding the north side of Mercer Island with the rocks and then just sat back and crossed our fingers. Watched our Facebook page to see what happened. And it was remarkable. We got responses very quickly.
What's painted and written on these rocks?
Oh, would you like to see one?
Yeah, you brought examples. You brought a tin.
I brought a tin of these. Here we go. Hand them over to you. And again, I urge folks to just check out one of the Facebook pages to see what these beautiful things look like.
This is kind of a midnight scene to me. Looks like the stars.
And if you flip these over, and what I find is observing folks who actually, one of these will catch their eye and they'll look down and they hesitate to pick it up because they don't know, what do you do with something like that? Am I allowed to pick this up? Should I investigate further? So half the time folks walk by. So if you see one of these works of art sort of staring out at you from, you know, a public art statue or that's on a park bench, grab it, pick it up, turn it over, see if it's one of these, if it's participating in this, if it's one of these creations.
I know what you mean, because you're not supposed to pick up public art, but here's this octopus that you can pick up and turn over.
If you read the back, it should say something like...
This one says, Whidbey Island Rocks, Facebook, take, pick, post, keep, or hide.
Yeah, there you are. So... fairly simple instructions, and which means anyone can participate. So parents are painting these with their kids. We've got painting parties that are going on. It just is a real great way to have some together time. You know, and at first I was enthusiastic about Pokemon Go. It gets people out into the community, but over time, rather than taking screens out into nature, it seemed like now they were processing nature through a screen. So it's the screenification of the non-screen world. This has that hunter-gatherer sort of push behind it in a similar way, but is again, it's completely community-based. And so you're actually generating real connections with your community and with people rather than swiping and grabbing something on the screen.
Are there rules that go with this rock painting? What you can and can't depict or say on the rock?
That's a fantastic question. And again, because it is community-driven, there's no central governance here or authority other than the community. You can be cheeky and irreverent. I think there were several poo emojis painted at that inaugural sleepover.
I'm sorry, poo emojis?
Some of your listeners will know what that is.
I know what poo is, and I know what emojis are.
There you go. Then you've got it.
Okay.
It is an emoji that looks like poo.
Okay.
And they were hidden in park restrooms around the island as a sort of a wink.
Got it. You learned of this rock project on Whidbey Island. You're into it on Mercer Island. is this going to fly in gritty urban Seattle?
I hope so. I think it could. And if for anyone out there listening, I think it's worth taking a shot to see. You can't know ahead of time how your community will respond. I do think it is a project that requires a self-defined community, so that you do have a bit of a label for it, or a bit of a boundary, some demarcation. So Seattle rocks, maybe not, but you know, Capitol Hill rocks, probably so. And again, I think that's part of how this, why people respond to this so well, is it does help to it specifically calls out the community as part of the activity. And again, I think that that's something that people are really craving at the moment.
Richard Ronald created the Mercer Island Rocks Facebook page. We'll tweet out a link now to photos, including Halloween-themed rocks. Follow us at KUOW.